Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is the Apostle W.J. Armstrong. I want to welcome you to the Now Sabbath Worship Hour. And today, I know I haven't been on for a while. No real excuse other than the fact that the month of August I took off. And I took off to go to a quiet place, see what the Holy Spirit was saying to me regarding some events that had taken place in my life. I passed in May, and we had the celebration in July. And I went on a 30-day self-directed spiritual retreat. And because I never took time to grieve, there were friends of mine that passed very close to the time my wife passed. And all of that was weighing heavily on me. Therefore, I chose to take off, see some clarity. And I had started attending an assembly online. I classified as it's not a messianic Christian congregation. It's more of a following the teaching of Jesus according to the law as well. And that separates us. We meet on the Sabbath. And I wanted to see if that's where the Creator is leading me and is leading my radio ministry. Thus far, it appears to me that that's to be the case. And the format is going to change a slight tad. One of the things we're going to do is begin to call the Hebrew names for the deity as well as for his beloved son. I don't expect people to change overnight. I don't expect people to always agree with me. For me, it was a process. It didn't just happen overnight. It happened over time. It happened with knowledge and wisdom and understanding. I had church history. That was one of the things that helped shape this journey that I'm on now. And we do not compromise the word. The word is the same as you will receive anywhere else. We use the same holy book. It's just that we recognize that I don't subscribe to the old or the new. I see it as one continuation story, sacred story, which demonstrated and informed us how the Creator had interject himself into human history. And we find whenever we begin to look at things that way, what we find and see is that there's contradictions that is in the word, and there's the word that's given now, not the word that's written, but in the word as given. Therefore, our new format will be one definitely 30 minutes, and they're probably going to go to 45 minutes. We will take one chapter, and we will go through it scripture by scripture, and we will have an introduction to that chapter, and we will give the background information, social, political, economic condition at the time that that word was given, or at the time it was recorded. Because as we all know, oral history was the way that they transferred communicated back then. And there was no print and press and all that. And there definitely wasn't a computer. So that was the way that things was done. And we recognize that. And when we look at the economic system, it was more of a bartering type system. When you look at the education system, there was no education system the way things are today. And they were mentioning the financial system, the education system. And when we look at the way the word was communicated, it was different from today. Therefore, it will take a good 45 minutes, and sometimes it may take a little more. And then we're going to have questions and answers. Questions and answers. The way that process, that part is going to go, it's going to be at least 30 minutes. So if it's 45 minutes, then it will be 5 to 5:45, and then it will be 5:45 to 6:15. And maybe it may go to 6:30. It's going to depend on the comments and the questions that people pose. Now you say, how, if I am on the computer, how is it that I'm supposed to get my question to you? Well, one, there is a chat button, which I will know how to do that by next week. Two, there will be an email address that you can send your question to, and it will be addressed first thing following week. And I am looking for a phone line. For those of you, sort of like an international phone line, for those of you who are watching over the internet or over your phone, and you got a question, you can pick up that phone and call. If nobody's there, you can leave a message and somebody will get back to you within 24 hours. This has been a challenging week, and because it was the end of the time that my spiritual retreat, I gained understanding in some cases, and I gained knowledge, and I gained both in some cases. So all I'm saying to you today is that there will be a new format, and I highly encourage you to call in or send an email. Email will come to talkingdrums12@gmail.com. You know, it is awesome that this opportunity exists, that I can sit in America and speak to people all over the earth. And you who have access to the computer, you can text me or send me an email. And hopefully by next week, if not next week, by the second week in this month, I will have that phone be up and we can speak directly. Now, the first book, we are going to take a look at probably the first three chapters of Genesis to set the foundation. So we will know who we are dealing with when we use Elohim, when we use Yahshua. And those names won't be unfamiliar, and you'll be able to hold your own anywhere, anytime. So Wait, let's see. That would be the first three chapters, Genesis, that we're going to walk through line by line, word by word, so that we have a foundation, because without a foundation, we can't hang anything on it. Now, I said without, we will have the foundation will be first three chapters of Genesis. In the beginning, and we're going to be reading from the Hebrew Bible or the Jewish Bible for the most part. Therefore, stay tuned and look and listen for what word has to say. Now, we prepare for next week. We're going to probably get through the first three chapters of Genesis. Because that holds the heat down, and we just deal with it that way. I say hold the heat. It's foundational. What I really mean, that we're going to go from the first three chapters of Genesis, unless the Holy Spirit tells me otherwise, to Mark. And we're going to walk through that. And if you want to be heads up, go out online and Google Mark the disciple, and see what you come up with. Let's see. Now, we have reached. Oh, please raise your questions during that time. There will be 30 minutes at least set aside for that purpose. And just, there's no dumb question. The only dumb question is one you don't ask. So, think about it. You can sit with it for a while. And no conspiracy theories. And nothing that's not based on the word. It can be partially word and partially somebody's interpretation. And you want clarity. And we will discuss that. And the chat. You can chat if you raise your question, and if we run out of time, then I will deal with that at the next beginning of the next week message. Now, this week it was just to set the foundation for what's to come. You can read Genesis chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3. And until next week, shalom.